I'm going to invite you to consider a specific situation to reflect with, to use as a model example to get greater understanding and awareness. And I also suggest that you do not pick the hardest, most ingrained, most painful example, but just some ordinary trespass, some perhaps recent and ordinary experience of when you feel someone has been unskillful or heedless in some way that results in you feeling harmed or hurt. And as we explore this, this isn't a forcing or requirement of any kind of full-blown forgiveness, but more of an exploration with the possibility of the very least of more acceptance, more understanding. Particularly a greater understanding of the imperfection of humanity. So see if you can recall some situation with some person. Again, noticing what the feeling, the felt sense is around this situation. Not just the storyline, but the actual feeling in your heart and body, the emotion, the contraction. And we'll begin with a little self-compassion, noticing the ouch of the situation, whether it's a moment of shame or anger, perhaps a story of being betrayed or criticized or judged, ignored, neglected, discounted, ridiculed. Whatever it is, just notice the feeling result and then hold that with a simple sense of tender kindness. And perhaps realizing that all humans, all millions and billions of humans have felt something similar and may be feeling it right now, probably in this room. But that gentle, tender kindness to oneself is the beginning point. And I invite you to invoke an intention towards greater understanding of yourself and the situation. And see if you can begin to hold both you and the other person in this field of kindness and compassion. You might even have a sense of being in the audience at a theater, and on stage is a great Shakespeare tragedy, and the two characters are there, you and the other person. And like all great plays and literature, these unfortunate things happen. And from the audience perspective, we know why. We understand the characters and how they came to this. Just bringing that perspective, knowing that there is more that is unseen. But the characters don't usually understand themselves. So take the big perspective, become Shakespeare. And that whatever goes on in each of us is more mysterious and complex than we can ever understand. And at the root of what much of what happens is a deep experience of suffering. And it can be useful at times to reflect on the fact that even people who we regard as done something very bad and maybe see them as kind of bad people, that if we had been born with the same body, the same family, the same situation, and had the same life, we would be acting in the same way. So as an experiment, a gentle offering, I'll share these phrases which you can try on and see if they help. As you reflect on that person who you feel has harmed you, you might make this offering. I allow you to be imperfect. I allow you to be imperfect. I allow you to make mistakes. I allow you to make mistakes. I understand that you are a learner, still learning life's lessons. I understand that you are a learner, still learning life's lessons. And if I cannot reconcile, if I cannot forgive or accept right now, may I reconcile, may I forgive and accept sometime in the future. And if I am not ready to reconcile right now, may I be ready sometime in the future. Just noticing what has arisen in your own heart and your thoughts, your imagination, the sensations of your body. As we have explored the possibility reconciliation with those we feel who have harmed us.